Ambassador Zalman Shoval is a senior statesman and former Israeli ambassador to the United States. Thank you for joining me at the Media Line.
Thank you for having me, Felice.
A pleasure. Israel is celebrating Yom Yerushalayim. This will be the 53rd celebration. Why is it different?
Well, I think it's different because, first of all, we have seen, I think, a very important act of recognition of Israel's centrality in Jerusalem, or perhaps we should say Jerusalem's centrality for Israel, by the transfer of the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. You know, it's about 71 years, I think, since Ben-Gurion officially transferred the capital of Israel to Jerusalem, as well as transferring the Knesset. But we didn't have the de jure recognition, even by the United States, although de facto, I would say, over time, over the years, most countries understood that Jerusalem is the capital, and we have had American presidents and European presidents and prime ministers even speaking in the Knesset. And, of course, all diplomatic negotiations and relations between Israel and the United States and other countries took place and take place in Jerusalem, but still. By moving the embassy, I think this was an act of affirmation, which is very important. I think that's one reason. The other reason is that we are in a period of changes, I would say. Changes on the whole diplomatic front, also with regards to Israeli borders, the status of the territories, and so on and so forth. And from that point of view, Jerusalem, again, very important factor, I would say. People don't always recognize, or people don't always realize that even during the worst of fighting in the War of Independence in 1948-1949, for purely military reasons, or tactical or strategic reasons, there were military people, important military people, who advised Ben-Gurion to put the main emphasis of our ability to fight, let's say, in the Negev. And the Negev, of course, is and was very important. But Jerusalem said, no, the main effort must be Jerusalem, because without Jerusalem, there's not going to be a Jewish state. That has always been the main point of attention. And I think this has been the main point of attention for many Israeli governments ever since. And therefore, this Day of Jerusalem has such significance.
What do you remember most about Jerusalem Day?
Well, you know, I can't really point to something in particular, but obviously after the Six-Day War and the unification with the old city, the old part of Jerusalem, which is really the heart of Jerusalem. After all, the new part of Jerusalem wasn't created till about, less than 200 years ago, after Moshe Montefiore built the first buildings outside of the wall. Jerusalem was always the old city, mainly. And as a boy, as a young man, really as a young boy, I would say, I remember very well going to the Western Wall, still during the time of the British Mandate. And it was an experience which one doesn't forget. So when during the Six-Day War, and I was in the army at that time, all of a sudden the radio announced the Kotel is in our hands, even though I'm not a very religious person, I was very emotional. I think I had even tears in my eyes. And I've heard similar rejections from different people, including some of the army commanders actually in the battle there for the old city and for the wall.
The moving of the American embassy is a fait accompli. Few other embassies followed suit. Why do you think
right.
that is?
Well, I think, you know, many countries, perhaps most countries, are still under the impression that this may create problems for them with parts of the Arab world, and maybe it will. And some countries also believe that this is detrimental to any chance of reaching a peace agreement, or at least a situation of peace between us and the Palestinians. Whether they believe that or not, or whether this is just a mantra which they repeat, is another question. But America, of course, is the leader of the Western world, although not everybody, including perhaps the Americans themselves, want to admit that these days, but de facto they are. And therefore, America is the most important, I think, was the most important move. And other countries will follow because they won't have any choice if they want to be, if they want to serve the diplomatic relations of their country in this place in Israel, they will have to accommodate the situation as it is. And the situation as it is, as I stated before, is that Jerusalem was the de facto capital all along. And with the moving of the American embassy, it has now received a major de jure imprint as well.
Joining me is former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Zalman Shoval. Jerusalem is hardly mentioned without a discussion of the word annexation. What are the pros and cons?
Are we talking about Jerusalem, or are we talking now about other territories,
well,
or about
we're
the,
talking
the West
about
Bank or
annexation
whatever?
At large? And very often the words come together.
Yeah, well, you know, there's, of course, I would say, legal or a legalistic sort of debate about whether any part of the West Bank, of the former West Bank or whatever it's going to be called, can be termed annexation or not. Because according to international law, and including the Charter of the United Nations, annexation means when a country takes hold of parts of another sovereign country. Now, the West Bank was never a sovereign country. It was occupied territory by Jordan, or before that, Transjordan. And if one looks really at the antecedents of the whole situation, the only legal basis for that part of the land, or for the whole land actually, was the San Remo agreement made, I think, in 1921 or perhaps 22. Based on the Balfour Declaration. So one could say that Israel holding on to the West Bank is really based on international law. But there are different views about that. And I think what is important is the security angle from Israel's point of view, also based on Resolution 242 of the Security Council of the United Nations, which talks very clearly about the condition of defensible, secure borders. And that very much brings to the, to the fore, the question of annexation or not annexation, of the Jordan Valley and the northern shore of the Dead Sea. There are different views about the exact procedure of how to keep control, let's call it the positive way of, and I'm not expressing an opinion now from the, you know, from the moral or whatever political point of view, but a positive way, annexation. And this shouldn't create much of a problem with regard to the Palestinians, because the Jordan Valley is anyway very sparsely populated by Palestinians. I do not disregard issues like the Jordanian issue and so on and so forth.
Zalman Shoval, former Israeli ambassador to the United States, thank you for joining me at the Media Line.